Welcome to the Principles of Success, and this year we are covering the principles of happiness and fulfillment, which you might find interesting because the title of this very first episode is You're Not Supposed to Be Happy. How does that make any sense? But before we dive into that, I want to talk about the upcoming event that I'm planning. So I don't have all the details yet, but I am planning a event where I'll talk about the principles of success. And when this episode goes live, if I have more information, the read in the description below. But essentially what I'm planning is a full day event with multiple speakers, including myself, where we're just going to try and help you have the tools to be more successful. So just keep an eye out for that. If you want more information, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or on my email. Both are Nathan Dickison, and then email is at gmail.com. So, you're not supposed to be happy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a quote I really liked. I don't remember where it's from, but the idea that you are supposed to be happy all the time is a uniquely and dangerous uniquely modern American dangerous idea. You're not supposed to be happy. Life is suffering. We've always understood this. Life is hard. If your mom dies, you're not supposed to be happy. You're not supposed to be happy at her funeral. But on the flip side, you're not supposed to be miserable all the time. And so many of us are miserable all the time. Even though, if you're listening to this podcast, you are one of the luckiest human beings in all of existence. In terms of comfort, in terms of safety, in terms of food. Odds are you probably have never had to worry about your neighbor breaking into your house to steal what little food you have. And if they did, where would you find food? It's not really a thing anymore. It used to be a very common thing, and it still is a very common thing in lots of parts of the world. But overall, your life is fantastic. And that's something I have to remind myself. Like, I'm not criticizing you guys. I am just like you guys. I get really upset about the things going on in my life. I'm like, ah, life sucks. And then every once in a while, I'm like, you know, if you think about it, I have food. I have heat. I don't have to chop firewood to heat my home. I just have to go to a job that I hate and eat crappy home cooking because I don't know how to cook very well. I actually know how to cook fine. But I have to eat my crappy cooking because I can't afford to go out and eat every single day. I can't afford a personal chef. Oh, woe is me. Yeah, sure. There's aspects of your life that will always suck. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter if you're living your dream, there are plenty of days that will suck. And that's the key thing to remember. Fulfillment versus happiness. And that's what we're really talking about today, is fulfillment. Because you're not supposed to always be happy. There's plenty of days that are going to suck. You're going to have to do things that you don't want to do, even if it's for your dream. Even in video games, which is designed purely for a dopamine hit to keep you entertained, there's grinding that you have to do in a lot of games where it's mundane, boring things that you just have to do over and over again, but you do them because your goal in the game is fun. Same thing with real life. You're going to have to do stupid, boring things like stare at a boring wall and record yourself talking about how fantastic life can be. But if you have fulfillment, if you have something that you are striving towards, those boring, mundane things get a whole lot easier. There's a great analogy I like, and I've heard it all throughout success community, so you've probably heard it too. What's the difference between a 50-pound bag of rice that you have to carry in the rain on your back versus your 50-pound child that you have to carry in the rain to get them to the emergency room? There's purpose behind one versus the other. You're like, this bag of rice is heavy. This sucks. I don't want to do this. So why would I do this? But if it's your child that's the 50-pound weight, and you have to get them to the hospital. Doesn't matter if it's raining and it's miserable and cold and you don't want to do it. You're going to have much more of a purpose if there's a reason to do it. And that's what passion, that's what fulfillment is. You have to find something that gives your life reason. Because you're still going to do all the stupid, boring, dumb things. Your life is always going to be full of stupid, boring, dumb things. I don't care how successful you are, and you can pay all the people that you want to deal with all the stupid, boring, dumb things. You're still going to have to deal with other stupid, boring, dumb things. So find a reason for your existence, and that'll give you a purpose. And that purpose, and another word for that purpose, is a fulfilling life. And fulfillment is a form of happiness. We'll talk more about different types of happiness in the next episode. But it's really hard to be happy if you don't feel fulfilled, if you don't feel like your life has a purpose. Because again, life is suffering. You are always going to have issues. You're always going to have to deal with problems. You're always going to have health problems. I don't care how on guard you are about your health. There's injuries, there's burns, there's diseases, there's simple wear and tear. And by practicing health stuff, you're going to improve drastically. Like, most of my mental problems are gone completely, that were incurable. But my shoulders are wearing out, my wrists are wearing out, my body's getting tired. And for some reason, every person I've ever talked to, it's always the left shoulder. Everyone's left shoulder hurts for some reason. And I'm not a health fiend. Like, I had pizza rolls just the other day. I'll still have junk every once in a while. But overall, I eat extremely healthy. I do extremely healthy activities to maintain my body. I still have problems. You're always going to have problems. As you improve in finance, you're still going to have problems. It just, you go from worrying about if you're going to pay rent to worrying about if you're going to pay $200,000 payroll. Both are stressful. But if you remember that life isn't supposed to be stress-free, that you're not supposed to have to worry, that you're supposed to have stuff to worry about. Because here's the thing about human beings. Let's say all of your needs are met. You have nothing that you ever have to worry about. You're going to get really bored really fast, and you're going to create your own problems. This is what happens with silver spoon children. The dad takes care of everything. Everything is fixed. No issues left for you to solve for yourself. Almost always, the silver spoon children turn to drugs because they have no issues. So they're bored out of their minds. So they create their own problems. Same thing with society. We honestly have it extremely, extremely good to the point that we are making up all sorts of nonsense to worry about. I won't get into the politics, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. So you will always have problems. Life will always be full of suffering. You just have to learn how to have a fulfilling life with purpose and learn how to enjoy life even during the problems. And I'm not very good at this. I'll freely admit it. Nobody hates problems as much as I do. My whole life has been about trying to eliminate as many stressors as possible. That's why I eat super healthy, so that way I didn't have to deal with all the health problems. That's why I became super charismatic, so that way I could talk to girls and not have to have girl problems. Except for I still have plenty of girl problems. And once you're married, you still have plenty of girl problems. Just like girls have plenty of guy problems. And if your goal in life is to try and eliminate all the problems, which I'm not saying that's what I'm doing, but if your goal in life is to try and eliminate all the problems, and you expect to eliminate all the problems, you're going to be a very unhappy person. Now, obviously, the whole point of us striving to improve is to eliminate problems. I've eliminated so many problems. My life is awesome in comparison to what it used to be. I still have lots of problems. I was, before I recorded this episode, I was sulking about a problem. But the problems I'm dealing with now are totally different from the problems I was dealing with before. And I would be really worried if I had to deal with the problems I'm dealing with now in addition to the problems I was dealing with before, because I never took care of those problems. But you're never going to be problem-free, so always remember that key thing. And if you accept that as a part of existence, if you accept that life will always include suffering, then you will be able to handle the curveballs that get thrown your way. you will be able to face the challenges that come up instead of trying to avoid them. Now, the next point I want to talk about is suffering now for long-term happiness. So there's two key things I want to talk about. The first one I've talked about in previous episodes, and that's the kind of the title of this. Suffer now for long-term happiness. Don't go out to eat now. Learn to cook so that way you can save up, so that way you can get out of the job you hate. Quit buying all the stuff so that way you can save up, so that way you can quit the job you hate. Quit living in a fancy apartment, get a ghetto apartment with no AC, so that way you can get out of the job you hate. Go through the pains of talking to girls that are scary, so that way you can eventually learn how to talk to girls and find somebody who you can love for all of time and eternity. But the key word is suffer. It's not going to be fun. You have to make sacrifices to get the stuff that you want. You are never going to be handed everything you want out of life on a silver platter. I'm sorry, you just didn't get that genetic lottery. If you want to improve your financial state, you have to take several steps backwards. I make decent money. I still live, to this day, in a poorer lifestyle than pretty much anyone else that I know of my peers. I drive a $1,200 car. I have an associate who spends $1,200 a month on their car, and I definitely make more money than them. But because I'm willing to suffer now and eat the dirt now, then in the future, I'm able to have more stuff. Like, for instance, I have a house on 10 acres on top of a mountain with a beautiful view, paid for in cash. I will never have to worry about a mortgage. I have to pay taxes, obviously, but I will never have to worry about a mortgage. That's because I suffered, got called cheapskate for many years, pretty much my whole adulthood life, because I wanted this since I was 4. But I suffered for that time. I didn't go out to eat. I go out to eat maybe a couple times a year. All of that, all the little, small financial habits accumulated into me having the capital needed to buy something that most people won't have in their entire life. So suffer now for long-term happiness. And then the last thing I want to talk about for today is the suffer now, long-term happiness, the second part I want to talk about. Suffering now for long-term happiness, making sacrifices now for long-term happiness, does not mean you have to be miserable about it. When I want to go out to eat, I go out to eat. It's not very often, but I go do it when I want. Now, I'm a highly disciplined person, and I have big goals, so my want for the goals is higher than my want for fast food 99.999% of the time. But every once in a while, I'm like, no, I would like some Chinese food, so I go get Chinese food. Now, that's the boiled down example of it. But the real world example is this job pays really well, but it's in a field that I absolutely hate. I'm going to hate my life for 5 years, and I'm just gonna grind, so that way at the end of the 5 years, I can enjoy myself. You're not gonna make it, plain and simple. You're either gonna burn out, you're going to come up with coping mechanisms like alcohol, drugs, and start blowing all the money that you're saving, and just start blowing it to try and find a little bit of happiness, because you're miserable. Or you're just going to absolutely hate every moment of your life, and you're not going to feel very motivated to do the other important things, like building relationships, building your health. You know, it's real easy to let your health slip when you get home and all you want to do is watch TV because you hate your job. So, suffering now for long-term happiness doesn't mean suffer to the point that you hate your existence. Make sacrifices, but do not be miserable for years to try and achieve a goal. Work hard on the goal at a pace that you can tolerate just fine. Now, sometimes you're going to have to work a job that you hate to get your goal because you have no other choice. And that's fine. Just set it up in a way where you can still enjoy other aspects of your life while you're building, and then build as fast as you can while still keeping a happy, healthy mentality. Anyway, the last one I wanted to talk about is it is going to be hard. I don't care what your dream is. I don't care what you want out of life. I don't care. Life doesn't care that you just want to be happy, that you just don't want to be miserable. Life doesn't care. And so it's not going to give you any breaks. When I was building my house, everything absolutely possible could go wrong. Still got it done. I was furious afterwards because of how hard it was. Because nothing went right. We went from 90 degree days to below freezing degree days in a single week. It sucked. It's not going to be handed to you. You're not going to be like, oh, this was so easy. You're going to have to work really, really hard to achieve what you want in life, including enjoying life itself. And that's the goal for this year. Learn to enjoy life, even though it's hard, even though it's full of suffering. The goal is to enjoy life and to enjoy working towards your goals and being fulfilled by those goals. There's a reason why the phrase is the pursuit of happiness, not the guarantee of happiness. You're supposed to pursue happiness. You're supposed to pursue an enjoyable life. But it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. You have to work your face off to get the enjoyable life. But don't suffer to the point where you can't enjoy what you're doing on a regular basis. There's another quote out there somewhere like, if there hasn't been a single day that you've enjoyed in a month, you probably need to reevaluate what you're doing. Anyway, with that, I will see you all next week, where we will talk about the definitions of happiness, the different types of happiness.